So throughout the show, I've been telling you about this girl, this fan of mine, who just so happens to have one of the most beautiful voices that I have ever heard in my life.
Now, Dallas came into Double J beaming about this voice. The night before, a 14-year-old girl from Canada named Ella Nafziger had posted a 15-second video on Instagram. It was a cover of City in Colour's The Grand Optimist.
This young girl had tagged City in Colour in a post, so I clicked on it, and it was her singing my song, and it was just, yeah, I literally had an emotional breakdown.
This is what he heard.
My debts will be left unpaid. Feel like a cripple without a cane. I'm like a jack of all trades who's a master of none.
I called my wife. I was crying. It was a really wonderful moment. And so then we found out who she was. And it turns out she's at 14 years old, already writing her own songs. And it's just remarkable.
Now, here at the offices of Double J, we just had to know more about Ella Nafziger, the girl who turned Dallas Green into a blubbering mess. So with a few clicks, I tracked down her mum, who gave me permission to Skype.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ella, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. You look just like you do in the videos.
That's good. Blank canvas from me, and what do I see?
Where are you from and what do you do?
I'm near Toronto in Ontario, Canada. I'm in grade 9. That's my first year of high school.
Completely empty, if only you from me. Who am I supposed to be?
How'd you get into music?
My aunt, she's an opera singer, and my mom is a professional pianist. So I kind of have music all around me and my family.
Ella's been working on her singing for a while now, actually. 2 years ago, she went on a Canadian TV show for kids called The Next Star, kind of like Australian Idol.
After The Next Star, I decided to start a YouTube channel, and I made my first YouTube video. After that, I also started like a singing account on Instagram, and I started recording myself.
These days, Ella records and posts a song online about once a week. Come close, lay next to me. How did you find out about City in Colour?
Well, my dad showed me them. Like, they're one of the bands that we always had on like our family playlist when we'd be like around the house, like cleaning up or something, and we'd always have music playing, and City in Colour was always on that list. And like, his music isn't just about nothing. Like, his music is about real things that he's experienced.
So when you threw this 15-second clip up, did you have any tagged him? Did you really think that Dallas would see the video?
Oh no. Like, I did not think that he would see it. Like, I just thought other people would see it, but not him himself.
So I explained to Ella that Dallas was in Australia and that he stopped by Double J. There was someone he really wanted to play and talk about on his show, and I want to play you what he said. Have a listen to this.
My music has been covered by a lot of people on the internet, which is great, and I appreciate that. But something about this girl's voice, it's not her singing my words, it's just her voice. She's got it. She's, for me, you know, there's, obviously, with singing, you need to be able to see and hear that emotion in a person's voice. And there's just something about it that it's moving. I guess that's the best way to put it. It's just moving.
That was him. Him. I don't even know what to say. Wow. I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. Did that just happen? That was Dallas Green himself. And he's... Wow. That was unbelievable. I can't believe he just said that about my me. Like, it's me.
How has it kind of changed things for you?
I don't know. It's made me feel a lot more confident. And for a really talented musician who's really great talent, for him to tell me that just means everything.